in case you missed it on Newsbreak.
So the quagga is a subspecies of zebra that went extinct in 1883. The last animal actually went extinct in the Amsterdam Zoo in 1883. So through studies, they've determined that the quagga is actually a subspecies, or were a subspecies, of the southern plain zebra. So this project that we're currently busy with also uses the southern plain zebra as the animal used to do these studies and to do this breeding project with, because it's the closest we can get back to the actual quagga. And then the differences that you'll see when you see two animals together is your zebra is normally a little bit larger than the quagga, firstly. And then secondly, most people are also used to the zebra having perfectly black and white stripes, or white with very dark stripes covering all over the body. Where, as I said, the quagga is a smaller, stockier animal, slightly shorter. And instead of being white like the zebra, the white on the animal is supposed to be a more lightly brown color faded into the white. And the stripes are also a more brown color than black on the zebra. And then on the quagga, you're only supposed to find stripes on the head, neck, and the main portion of the body. No stripes on the belly, the legs, and the backside of the animal.
Can you tell us how the young animal has been adapting and developing since its birth?
Yes, so on the 14th of December 2022, we had our first foal born since we've had the herd of rauw quagga on the property. It's a little bit difficult at this stage still to see definitely whether it's a male or female, but at this stage it leans to look more like it's a female than a male. And we're very excited about this. The coloration at this stage looks pretty much very close to what we want on the project, and the animal is growing very well. It fitted in nicely with the herd. We can see it's now become acclimatized in its area and very comfortable now with moving around and even people coming to view the animals.
Now, this achievement all forms part of a project which started all the way back in 1987 to breed an animal resembling the quagga. So obviously we can't bring the old original quagga back, but can you tell us more about some of the similarities or maybe differences from the original animal?
Yes, so obviously you can never breed back an animal that went extinct, unless somewhere there were some genetics frozen or something that you can use to do that with. So this is not what we're doing or what is trying to be achieved with this project. This rauw quagga breeding project is purely a project aiming to use the southern plain zebra, from which the extinct quagga was a subspecies, and the purpose is to breed back the physical characteristics of the animal as close as possible, so that people that never had the opportunity to see the actual extinct quagga now at least have the opportunity to see what these animals used to look like. And especially on the farm here, we use it a lot in instances like environmental education and that kind of thing, to show little kids and school groups coming around what these animals used to look like and a little bit of history on the animals.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.